It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It wasn't that long ago, during the height of the recession, stories on high gas prices were leading the news. Now, the pendulum has swung in the other direction. Lower gas prices can be found nationwide. Joining us for a look at how this is impacting the nation is Robert Morris University economics professor Brian O'Rourke. Brian, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, it's great to be here, Paul.
I don't think you'll hear too many consumers complaining, but why are gas prices falling?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm one of those non-complaining consumers as well. Gas prices, just like so many other prices, are subject to supply and demand. And one of the concerns sort of that developed prior to the Great Recession was there would be this incredible boom in demand for carbon fuel, for carbon-based fuels, and coming from China, coming from developing countries. And as the recession has sort of lingered on in other parts of the world, that demand really hasn't manifested itself. We don't see this huge demand in China, or as big a demand as was expected in China. And in Europe, where the recession seems to just be dragging on intolerably, we don't see that enormous demand is coming about. Now, producers who thought this demand was going to be there started to ramp up supplies. So at the really high prices, we saw that fracking and extracting oil out of the ground, which previously hadn't been cost justifiable, was now cost justifiable. So we got this really big boom coming out of the Dakotas and Texas and even parts of Pennsylvania, where we would get this fuel out of the ground that was worth it to get out of the ground at these really high oil prices. And so we have this building demand, this building inventory, and this unexpectedly shrinking demand for that oil. And so when this all comes together, we have all this oil that needs to be sold, and so the gas prices start to come down. That's the biggest reason for this.
What role do taxes play in gas prices?
Taxes play a really, really big role, and that's one of the interesting things about the United States. We have every state with their own gas tax, and you really see these gas taxes affecting the price when you cross state borders. We see somewhere like Pennsylvania, New York, California, with really high gas taxes. And so they, of course, consumers pay more. When you cross borders, say, into many parts of the South, the taxes are much, much lower. And as a result, the gas prices are lower. Now, that's not the only thing that affects price, but it's a big part of it. And it varies so much between states.
In Ohio, gas is much cheaper, to your point. So why is that?
Well, there's a couple of big reasons for that. And my brother lives in Ohio, so he doesn't give me a lot of trouble about how much less they pay for gas. But it comes up on occasion. First of all, gas taxes in Ohio are much, much less than they are in Pennsylvania. In Ohio, the gas tax, the state gas tax, is about 24 cents a gallon. Now, everybody pays the same federal tax, and that's about 18.5 cents a gallon at the federal level. In Pennsylvania, currently we're paying about 51.5 cents a gallon in tax. And that just went up. It went up at the beginning of 2014. It went up again at the beginning of this year. And it's slated to go up again in 2017. The legislation passed this Act 89 to help fund transportation spending. And if you're going to have roads, you want people to drive on them. They need to pay for gasoline. We don't like it, but it seems like a reasonable place to place the burden is on the people who use the road, so we raise the gasoline tax. Now, so Ohio has a much lower gasoline tax, but there's something else that's involved with the gas price between Pennsylvania and Ohio, and that has to do with where you get your gasoline. In Ohio, people get their gasoline from Chicago, from the refineries in Chicago, and there's a lot of cheap crude coming down from Canada. So the crude comes from Canada, gets refined in the Chicago area, and then it gets transported out to the states nearby that have these agreements with the Chicago refineries. We in Pennsylvania, however, we get all our gas from the refineries in New York and New Jersey. The crude is coming from the Middle East, which means it's more expensive to transport, and we're at the very end of the distribution line, so it makes it even more expensive for us than it would be even for people in eastern Pennsylvania. That border there is sort of like the line of demarcation. You do not cross that border when it comes to shipping gasoline. It doesn't stop people from the border towns on the state going over to Ohio to buy gasoline, but the sellers can't take their product across state lines.
We're talking with Robert Morris economics professor Brian O'Rourke about the gas prices, which are lower than they have been in years. Fracking is having a major economic impact nationwide. How is that affecting gas prices?
Well, it adds to the supply of available oil. Now, the stuff that comes up out of the ground, of course, has to be refined. You can't just sink a well on your property and then have gasoline flowing up. Instead, you have to send that off to a refinery, and that's part of the process of shipping this material, this oil that comes up out of the ground. And maybe people have seen the wells, and then they've seen where pipes are being laid. I know out in the western part of the listening area, so out near the border of Pennsylvania and Ohio, you'll see these areas where they're clear-cutting trees to lay pipe down. And part of the reason for that is to get the oil out of trucks and run it through pipes, so it makes it a little bit safer to transport. But once you get that to a refinery, then that allows there to be an increase in the supply of oil and gasoline.
What is the possibility of gas prices falling further? How low can we expect them to go?
Well, I don't want to put a number on it. That puts the crosshairs on your back if you do that. But it seems like currently, if Saudi Arabia continues to pump oil at the rate that they're pumping, and they have a really good reason for doing that, during the 70s, when we had this, basically they stopped selling as much oil. Two things happened for Saudi Arabia. One was with a global economic slowdown in the 70s, people didn't buy as much of their product. And the second thing is that Saudi Arabia, being a member of the OPEC oil cartel, they just weren't able to keep everybody in line. So people would cheat on the agreements to cut back on production, and Saudi Arabia took a hit there. And I guess there's a third reason, too. They wouldn't mind seeing the fracking business take it on the chin. That's competition for them. And so if they flood the market with oil, it means that there won't be as much fracking because it's, again, not cost competitive. If Saudi Arabia keeps that up, keeps the spigots open, if Congress passes legislation and the president eventually signs it to bring that oil down from Canada using the Keystone Pipeline, then high supplies will be the sort of the new normal, and that will keep prices down. And other than the energy companies, other than the oil industry, there's not a whole lot of people who view that as a bad thing.
People often say you can have too much of a good thing. With these low gas prices, can they help or hurt the economy?
Well, they can definitely hurt some parts of the economy. As I mentioned, the oil companies, they're hurting. They're not making their profit margins, and you can see that in the stock prices of those companies. And state governments can be harmed by this as well. A lot of states, Wyoming and Montana, North Dakota come to mind, they're very, very heavily dependent upon revenue from these oil companies and the taxes that those companies pay to help fund the projects that they're engaged in, whether it's road projects, whether it's education. And when those funds stop flowing in, that means that those projects have to stop as well. But for the majority of people, this is a great thing. It's almost like getting a really great tax cut. I know at Christmas time, people go out and spend money, and then they start getting those credit card bills. Like, oh my goodness, these credit card bills are so high. But with gas prices coming down, I mean, you can save between $5 and $15 every time you fill up the tank, and that adds up in a hurry. And if those gas prices stay low, that can be a really good thing. Of course, there are concerns for the auto industry. Are they going to sell as many? Auto industry has been ramping up fuel-efficient car production, electric car production. Are those cars going to be as attractive as they used to be with low gas prices? Probably not. So there might be a little bit of a concern there. But for the foreseeable future, as long as those prices stay low, that's extra money that people have in their pockets to spend on other things.
Robert Morris University Economics Professor Brian O'Rourke, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Morris Central Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.